Okay, now I'm just gonna see if this is recording. Okay, will you give me your name, please?
Sarah.
And that's Mrs.?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And your address, Mr.?
Clio, Georgia.
And what county are we in here?
Effingham County.
Okay. And where were you born?
In Effingham.
Far from Clio?
Right in Clio.
And have you always lived in Clio?
Always lived in Clio.
Wonderful. And your age?
I'm 78 years old.
Okay. And what church do you belong to?
St. Mark Baptist Church, right up there.
And your occupation?
Midwife.
And did you go to school in Effingham County?
Yes, ma'am.
And what grade did you get to in school?
I left school in fifth grade. Okay.
And let's see. Where was your mother born?
She was born in Alabama.
Okay. Do you know whereabouts in Alabama?
No, I don't really know whereabouts in Alabama. She's born in Alabama.
Okay. And what about your father? Where was
he? He's born in Carolina.
Okay. And do you know where in Carolina?
He's born to place to call Calf Pen.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they call Calf Pen over there, but we always laugh about that. You know how they have little nicknames or places, you know, way back there. Uh-huh. That's been a long time, because my papa, if he was living, he was 42 years old when he died, and he died in 1908. And he was 42.
Uh-huh.
And he'd been mighty near 100 years old now.
Yeah,
uh-huh,
yeah, sure would.
Yes, ma'am. He was living.
What was your father's occupation?
He was a woods rider. Ride woods.
And what, I don't know what that is.
You know what it's like, it was a term time firm right here in Clyde, but it was crossed it. You know, which way you come in here?
I came in from Savannah.
From Savannah. Well, this way coming from Sylvania, this way coming down this way, just before you get up in Clio, it was a still, you know,
mm-hmm.
Had a big still in the commissary and everything, and like the men, you know, they work in the woods. Well, he'd ride the woods to see whether the work was done or not.
I see. So he was kind of a supervisor.
He was a supervisor. See, uh-huh. You see if the men get all the boxes and everything like that. You see, and if they didn't get all the boxes, well, he'd always go and call them back and let them go over it again.
Uh-huh. I see. Okay. And what about your mother? Did she work out, or did she?
She was a midwife.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
So it's just she. Did she teach you?
No, she didn't teach me, but she was a midwife. Uh-huh. Yes, ma'am.
Do you know how much education your parents had?
No, I don't know how much education they had, but I know my papa was a good. He was good in his books, because he used to keep books in the commissary. You know, when he go to. The work and all like that, you
Hello,
see.
Hello, how are you?
Come on. Come on. Right. Go right ahead. We'll wait till you're finished.
No, we're going to be going on long. You were telling me about your father keeping books.
And yes, ma'am.
Uh-huh.
He kept books for Mr. Bob. He had a big term time still, but he worked for him. But Mr. Bob's father raised my father from a little boy like that.
Uh-huh.
And then, you see, he just worked right on with the... Right on with him. And so Mr. Bob always did, you know, love to tease and always call us, tell the people, say, them's say, them's my little niggas right over there. Say, oh, them's mine. And I used to believe it too, you know. I said, people say, I belong to Mr. Bobby. Yes, sir.
Well, Miss, what about your mother's education now?